or just bring us joy. So stay tuned. Let's do this, Liz.
Okay, let's do it. We're excited. We've never done this before. Hopefully you guys like it.
We're ASMR virgins. Bear with us. Okay, guys, it's Laura, and I'm going to start off with my first food, fruit or vegetable product, and you're going to guess what it is. Okay, a few hints. This amazing food is messy, possibly stained your fingers, high on oxidants. It's cute with colors and mostly red and beige. This is really good. All right, guys. I have some juice that's on my lap. Wow, that was amazing. I need to get buy this more often. But yeah, you guys have to guess what it is. You could use this on top of salads. It's really messy, kind of hard to eat, and really cute and red and beige. Can you guess what it is?
Awesome, Laura. That sounded so good. Really juicy. Okay, I also have something really juicy. It's bright colored, really great with hummus, but also really tasty stuffed. Okay, here it is. I crave these after I go on really long master cleanse. You can't go wrong adding these vegetables to your chili. Yum, I'm gonna take another bite. So good on salads. You can also just throw them on the grill or add them to your chili.
There's seeds in there too, Liz.
Oh yeah, there's some seeds. Shh. Okay, up next, Laura. What you got?
I don't know if you guys are ready for this, but it's really exciting. All right, guys. This is one of my second favorite products, food that we love. Some hints. It's the world's favorite food. It's crunchy. It's tan. I come in all shapes and sizes. Some people are allergic to me. You can stuff all kinds of things on top of me. And I'm very versatile. I'm gonna go ahead and grab my product now. Thank you. gonna break it. This one's fresh. Also, here in Spain, people like to eat it in the mornings. It's a very traditional thing to have. And we also like to put sauce on top of it, if you could figure out what sauce this is. Guess what it is? Trust me, it's one of your favorite things to eat. Okay, Liz, show us your next one.
Okay, I have something tasty next. I've been eating it a lot. It can be gluten-free or regular. It comes in a bag. This one is really good. It can easily be made at home. You can eat it right out of the bag or top it on top of your favorite creamy delight. I'm gonna eat a few more. Such a good, hearty, filling topping. It's really so delicious. Can you guess what it is? Usually, it's a great breakfast food or breakfast item or backpacking or camping or whatever. All right, let's see what Laura's got next.
Conscious Kitchen Podcast is honored to introduce our newest sponsor, Almond Cow. Liz and I have been plant-based milk enthusiasts for years, trying all kinds of milk options at our local market. Flax milk, soy, almond, cashew, rice, and coconut milk. One thing that really gets under my skin is the cartons of waste that comes with buying store-bought milk and the questionable additives, fillers, and synthetic ingredients. Milk should be affordable and straightforward. It's something we consume almost every day with our coffee and our tea. Almond Cow changed the game for us. Now on Sundays, before my busy week starts, I get to flex my creative milk-making skills. I prep vanilla extract and any nut of my choice, my mason jar, and some filtered water. I add all my ingredients into my Almond Cow maker, hit the button, and I have 40 ounces of my favorite plant-based milk in less than a minute. It's been the best new addition to my kitchen appliances, and I really like the sleek silver design as well. It fits nicely on my counter space. Since using Almond Cow, I have genuinely saved on buying overpriced milk from the store. I feel less guilt about creating waste in the landfills, and I fully understand what's in my milk. No more surprises. It's fun and something I look forward to doing every Sunday evening. A perk is the leftover pulp. I use the leftover pulp for making tasty, nutrient-rich fruit breakfast bowls. Yup, zero waste, guys. No mess, no straining, no hassle. Save money and get empowered to make your own homemade milk with Almond Cow. We have a unique code for you guys to bring your own Almond Cow home. Use the code CKPPODCAST for a discount on your first purchase. Shop directly on almondcow.co. They even have fantastic milk recipes for free on their website. Gift an Almond Cow or get one for yourself. Have fun and enjoy delicious milk at home.
Really hope you guys are enjoying this vegan ASMR. All right, guys, are you guys ready for the next one? There's an hint. You can make oil out of me. I come in different colors and sizes. I'm also from the Mediterranean region. I can be canned as well. Oops, I made a mess. Okay, guys, I'm gonna take a bite. It smells of the earth. It smells like the earth. And like very seedy, like seeds. Okay, here I go. I'm gonna throw away the seed. That was really tasty. I think I'll have one more since I made a mess. For a great snack. You can find me on a charcuterie plate. And I'm pretty healthy to eat. Can you guys guess what this food is? Let us know. All right, Lizzie, you're next.
Yum. That sounded tasty. Okay, I got something also earthy coming up. As you can hear, it comes in a package. It's from the ocean. are crunchy. The one that I have is sweet and salty. It's kind of flaky and interesting to the touch. It comes stacked. I'm gonna taste it now. Some salt on the mic. Okay. You can also use me as a hand held sort of little spoon with rice. I'm also a source for iron and potassium. Oh yeah, we talking healthier. All right, one more so you can really get your last guess in. Dissolves pretty quickly in your mouth. Yum. Oceany. Okay. I wonder what Laura's got next.
You guys, Liz is killing it. Okay, this is my last and final item of the ASMR vegan ASMR, guys. Are you ready? This next food. Starchy food. Here in Spain, they usually give it every time you order a caña, which means beer or cerveza. And also, I'm great to dip things with. I'm tasty as hell, and I'm super addictive to eat. Let me go grab the product. You can't just eat one. Impossible. These are definitely fresh. They have air pockets. I think you guys can guess what these are. But they're very starchy and not that very healthy. I'll take another bite now. Thank you. think like Liz likes these too.
I think it's one of your favorite snacks.
I realize I'm very addicted to these. All right, I'm gonna put them away because I think I could eat the whole bag.
I'm wicking off some of the juice. These are often found on the condiment table all summer long. I'm gonna take a bite now. Very highly nutritious. actually pretty good. I wasn't sure what to expect. I'm gonna grab another review. I'm gonna just crunch into three of them.
Episode, what we'll be talking about, who knows what, but join us anyway. All right, see you there.